1st, a day earlier than usual. It's episode 37, and it's the 3DS event show.
Whoa.
So with me today, we got David Mustafa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We have Zachary Miller.
What's up, folks?
Hi. And I'm your host, Neil Ronahan. If I didn't, I may have said that already. I don't know. I'm kind of tired because I just I spent most of yesterday going to New York City to go to this 3DS press conference that Nintendo had. They had one in New York, and they also had one in Amsterdam that our very own Carly Young was at. So that is awesome. We got to cover both events. And at this event, they revealed the release date and launch price for the 3DS.
The announcements.
And then after, yes, the announcements, finally.
And hey, Neil, where's Andy?
Andy's not here.
He was killed by a bear.
Gergen is dead.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Andy could
not
be with us. He's fostering dogs, being a very noble human
being. One dog.
Yes.
He may have. I think the dogs are being difficult.
I think the dogs think ate his himself. Newscast.
Yeah.
Yes. His newscast has been eaten, unfortunately.
Sorry.
We actually recorded one with him, but it was eaten along with him. Gergen is dead.
Yep. Okay, but on
to
the news.
Yeah, let's just go to the news. 3DS is coming out on March 27th in North America, March 25th in Europe. And in North America, it will be
$249.99. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It will come with AR games and Face Raiders, which was formerly known as Face Ace at E3.
Face Raiders.
How did they make it worse? How?
I don't know. I kind of like Face Raiders. It's funny. It opens the lineup for, like, sequels, like Face Raiders 2.
Face Raiders, right? Colon, open wide.
But yeah, but Face Raiders, I mean, in general, it's a really cool game because it's you take a picture of someone and then that is your enemy and you move around in real life shoot the enemy using the outward facing cameras. Kind of like System Flaw on DSi, which I reviewed, I guess, like a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Not a total piece of shit because System Flaw barely worked and was crappy. Whereas Face Raiders is really cool and quirky, and it's also not a fully full-price game. It's included with the system. If it was a full-price game, it would be kind of bullshit, but...
Right.
Yeah. It has a lot of other cool effects where, like, there's, like, augmented reality stuff where, like, the end, like, a big boss will come and, like, break through the reality wall and, like, shoot the world at you, and you have to, like, shoot it off, and then it's like, oh my god, I don't know what to do, and then you save other people's spaces.
Does he have Metal Gear with him?
Metal Gear.
No.
It
did kind of look like a Metal Gear. It was a Metal Gear-esque moment, in all honesty.
You know what's interesting, Neil, is you bring up that $250 price point. The Wii launched at $250.
Yeah.
And it came with Wii Sports, and I don't think Space Raiders equals Wii Sports.
No.
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous when you break it down. Like, I mean, if you compare the system to, like, I guess, like, you know, like iPod touches or even like the PSP or something, it's not that ridiculous. But then when you start to compare the fact, like, for $250, can't you get a PS3?
Actually, I want to say that I want to say the PSP launched around $250. Wasn't it $250
launched?
I think
the PSP was $250.
It did, but look at the tech and look at the time. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. The DS is, I think the 3DS graphics look a little better than the current PSP.
Thank God.
You know, I can see the 3D.
This is many years later.
The 3D tech definitely adds more money onto the price.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure it does.
But Nintendo's going to be making money off of this.
Oh, of course.
Undoubtedly.
Sony lost money on
so
the PSP.
It's too expensive, I think. But then when you look at what you get with an iPod, that's going to be the comparison people make. They're going to say,
I mean, that's a comparison people are already making.
Exactly. And they're, you know, yes,
it's
iPods,
they're right to make it
more expensive. The problem is the iPod does so much more. If you're going to buy it as a dedicated gaming machine, I don't quite agree with that sentiment. Depending on what kind of games you like, I know it wouldn't fill my need for games, but it does so much else that I think it kind of, as a media player, as an internet browser, email checker, it has a lot more value in so many other areas that it really makes the DS come out looking a little bad.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And where's the built-in memory?
There isn't any. It's on a stick.
What is that?
Crap, I don't remember. Does anyone remember on the press release, did they say anything about it coming with an SD card?
It comes with a 2 gigabyte SD card.
Was that in the press release, though? I don't remember that being in the press release.
I knew that was talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll trust you on this.
Well, okay, great. You get a 2 gigabyte memory card. That's barely anything by today's standards.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's like someone handing you a buck and telling
you to go
wild.
I got a two gigabyte memory card in my box of cereal, and I threw it away.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not going to use this.
Yeah.
I think you can literally go out and buy a 2 gig SD card for probably less than $10.
Oh, easily.
I don't know as much about memory storage technology or anything like that, but I would imagine that playing a game off the built-in memory of a system would probably be faster than playing it off of a system.
I do know that a gig is bigger than a kilobyte.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you know.
But, yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'm definitely, let's just get it on the open here. You guys are both definitely 100% not getting a system at launch.
No chance in hell.
And I think, I mean, if all goes well, I mean, well, we'll see how it shakes out. But I hope to be on the review for the 3DS when it comes out. So that kind of makes my decision.
You have to review it
launch a moot
this
point.
Time.
However, personally, the $250 price point isn't really what discourages me. What discourages me
shitty
is,
launch lineup?
Kind of the shitty launch lineup, which I guess we'll get to that a little later, and we'll stick to just talking about the system right now.
Well, here, why don't it segues nicely into the next thing we have
that's
here.
That's what I'm doing, damn it.
Well, Neil,
let the man seg his way.
But what's really disheartening to me is that from the wording in the press release, it looks like the Nintendo eShop, which they gave a name at the event, that will not be launching with the system. So you will not be able to download DSiWare games. You will not be able to transfer your DSiWare games to your 3DS. There will be no 3DSware, and there will be no Virtual Console games.
Bullshit.
As far as we know right now. This could change. There's time for it to change, but from what Nintendo's saying and what they've printed, it's not looking likely.
Such bullshit.
It's fucking ridiculous.
All the pieces are in place to allow them to have a day one patch to put this in. Maybe it won't be out at the Japanese launch, and maybe it'll release in time with the American launch. We don't know.
Yeah.
But provided
that's the thing. You have to realize that they haven't talked about the online stuff in Japan since September.
Yeah. But they made a big deal about it here.
Yeah. And you know,
during their press conference, that was the game changer.
I feel like they have an opportunity.
The eShop looks pretty cool. It looks like it's going to run a lot better than the shitty, shitty DSi.
How can it not?
I mean, basically, they could have just shit on the system and been like, here's the new online strategy.
It feels like I'm picking what game I'm going to find by throwing darts at a board.
It feels like they have a real opportunity here to give us a kick-ass launch, but they're either doing it too soon or they're just not putting any effort into it and hoping this 3D thing will make people go crazy and buy it.
I think it will. I think it has.
I
think they better do something to kind of bolster the system because it might last until Christmas, but it might just, like, go poof once people kind of get over it.
Right.
Well, and here, look, a valuable lesson we learned from this is next time all of us idiots see a new system at E3, don't be positive about it. Be all frowny. I'd probably only pay $100 for this and just see if we can pull it off.
Right.
Because they cited it. They're like, when we showed it off at E3, game journalists said that they'd pay $300 to $400 for it.
Fucked it over for everybody.
My God. But everyone was so excited then.
Yeah. Who would say that?
And I think everyone's still kind of excited. I just think people are kind of bummed out about the launch lineup. It's still not a terrible launch lineup.
No, it is a terrible launch lineup.
I mean, you're launching with fucking Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
I'm a little more excited about a game that a lot of us put a lot of time into Super Street Fighter 4.
About 0.5% of the gaming populace will be excited about that.
A game that if you do care about it, you have a better way to play it
with
better controls.
Yeah.
With much better controls.
You have a stick and you have it on a PS3 or a 360.
And look, the hardcore.
Yeah, but what about the people that like suck at Street Fighter like I do?
Then why are they playing Street Fighter 4 on the 3DS?
Because you can tap a button and it does a combo for you.
Oh, come on. That's just...
And I actually like the feel of the slide pad with playing the game. but I might be in the minority. I've never been like an arcade stick kind of guy.
Look, I haven't played it. I'm just talking out of my butt here, but it doesn't. Nothing at launch looks all that enticing.
Could
to
be
me.
Great. And well, and we talked about launch, this already. Look, why here, isn't why isn't launch, Zelda and Star Fox launch games? You know,
Well,
they're N64 ports.
We'll talk about games. Let's talk about Nintendo's games that they showed off at this event.
Okay.
We have three games that I think will be launch titles, or at the very least, they'll be in the fabled launch window, which Nintendo cited as from when the system releases up until E3.
Oh my gosh!
And it's looking like it's going to be Nintendogs plus Cats, Steel Diver, and Pilot Wings Resort coming out either at launch or in that launch window.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendogs plus Cats. We know what that is. Like, if you're into Nintendogs, well, you're probably shitting your pants in excitement right now. From what I played of the demo there, the demo was really short. It was in all in Japanese too. So they obviously put a lot of effort into the demo for the North American audience.
Right.
But basically, it's like you could pick one of three pairs of dogs and cats, and then you would interact with them and like make them roll over and shit. It was kind of cool seeing how the cats were a little more difficult to work with than the dogs, which, I mean, it kind of works. And it did feel, like, tangibly, like, you're like, damn it, cat, just sit down. And the cat wouldn't sit down right away, but the dog would do it almost automatically, which was kind of a nice touch.
Yeah.
But it looks really pretty, too. And then Steel Diver. Well, do you guys have anything to say about Nintendogs plus cats?
I don't care at all. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people love it, and it looks like it's going to... You know, be fun for those people. So I'm glad they're putting out another one.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, just talking in grander strokes, it would be really cool if Nintendogs plus Cats was the launch title, and then there was something that appealed to the three of us, which might be a little bit of Steel Diver, but I will admit that before I played it yesterday, I didn't give two shits about Steel Diver.
Mm-hmm.
When I played it at E3, I was just confused and bored. But I played...
box quote.
That they had. Yeah, confused and bored. Neil Ronahan.
Okay, here Neil. Can I just... Here's what I think of it, and go ahead and, like, tell it what it actually is. You know, when I look at it, it just looks like a very arcadey sort of download-style game where you're just going through a shooter, you know, a side-scrolling shooter, and it doesn't look like there's any... sort of depth to it. And then they go to that one shot in the trailer where they show a periscope. Is there any sort of, like, sub-to-sub combat when you're inside the sub and fighting stuff like that? Or is it just...
It's basically Operation Neptune on a 3DS.
Sure.
All right, so the way Steel Diver looks like it's going to be working, I mean, keep in mind, like, I don't know how robust this game's going to be, like, how much content's going to be in it, but it seems like it's kind of broken up into, let's call them... You know, normal missions and then the periscope stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The normal missions are what we saw at E3, where it's side-scrolling, and basically on the touchscreen you control, like, your sub's forward movement and also your depth.
Mm-hmm.
And you move around like that. You have torpedoes you can fire. In the level that I played, like, you could also, like, mask your ship or your sub for a little bit. And then, you know, you shoot at enemies, maneuver around the environment. I didn't get to play this, but Jared did. I think he got video of it. I'm not 100% sure. They had a boss in this where you fought like a giant, like shelled octopus creature. And
so a squid.
Really awesome. I think if this game takes a turn for the supernatural, it will be infinitely better. Because it'll kind of spice it up and give it a little bit of that like kind of like zany, surreal touch.
Maybe it's just a Nintendoism.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, of course it makes sense to have a giant octopus.
Yeah. I mean, why not? You're underwater. What else is there?
Yeah, have you ever been underwater? Can you tell us that
but
it's not there?
It looks like it's going to have a little more depth than just being like a simple side-scrolling shooter.
Hey,
yeah, depth.
Hey, Neil, how much... Oh, you already made the joke. Damn.
Yeah.
But... And then the other part of it are the periscope sections, which seem to be more novelty than anything else. But they were pretty fun. Because, like I was talking about Face Raiders earlier, where, you know, you move the system around in real life to shoot enemies, you basically move around the system using the gyroscope in it to...
So you can sit in a swivel chair and play this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, But then you basically move it around and shoot at enemy boats while dodging fire, and you can dodge fire by going under, like, you can submerge your sub and basically, like, dodge, you know, cannons mm-hmm. and stuff that are being fired at you.
Mm.
And you move around and you fire at them. There's also, like, there was one that I played where it was in stormy weather, so it was a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a lot of fun. My only thing with it is that it's kind of just freaking ridiculous to go spin around 360 degrees. It would be a lot better if they kind of restricted it where, like, you had, like, a center and you could only go, like, say, like, you know,
yeah,
like 90 degrees, like, only, like, go 180 degrees around and, like, kind of keep it limited there. But it's still a cool effect. It's just that when you're actually
playing
the game,
you know, and it... It's kind of a strange situation. That's the kind of thing you can only do on a portable system, right? You're not going to be able to do it on anything else. But oddly enough, that's the kind of thing you don't want on a portable system, because what if I'm playing this in the train? Am I to step into the aisle and proceed to spin around like a maniac? I will be thrown off.
I would really
off.
Hope to I, think that the, those sections would be optional when you're playing the game, or at least separate from... It's not like you'll be playing the game and progressing through it and be like, well, you just finished this mission. Now you have to do this periscope section.
Nintendo didn't have the wits to make the yell into the microphone things optional in their games.
True.
So, you know, so you're sitting there on the bus going... or, you know, trying to tap the microphone, and you still look like an idiot, but it's better than going, ah! Into the stupid DS. I mean, what are they trying to do? Like, I don't want to look like an idiot.
But
I don't know.
I guess one last thing about Steel Diver is that they also have this kind of cool thing, like when your ship gets attacked,
mm-hmm.
you just have to like tap and hold on the touch screen to like repair the breach, which I thought was just it's like a cool little touch, and you can definitely you can definitely tell its roots as that DS demo all those years ago by just some of the things it does with the system.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's pretty cool. I'm definitely a lot more excited for it. It might turn out to be my most anticipated launch game if the launch lineup winds up just Nintendogs and Steel Diver. It definitely will be. But it has a little competition with Pilot Wings Resort, which is probably going to be the other launch title, though nothing's been confirmed. And Pilot Wings Resort is basically a new Pilot Wings game, frickin' finally, and it takes place on Woohoo Island, which was in Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. They had the airplane, rocket belt, and hang glider playable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like Pilot Wings. Like, there's really... I wish I could say more about it, but it's just, it's Pilot Wings.
No, I'm more excited for Pilot Wings than...
Yeah.
Steel Diver, definitely. I look at Steel Diver and I think, oh, cool download type game. It looks like that. But Pilot Wings, I think I could sink time into that.
I think Steel Diver is developed by EAD. So, like, I mean, there's, like, that's the thing. It's like, there's credibility behind the development team at Steel Diver. And
right.
I after playing it and understanding the game, I have hope that it's going to be, if it's going to be, you know, a full-price game, it will be a full-fledged experience.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm doing that more on faith. I have really nothing to back that up. But
right.
I don't know. I don't think Nintendo can shit the bed with that game. It's been in development for 6 years.
That means
nothing.
Like,
come on.
That means nothing.
Yeah.
You know, my killer app might
Resort
be... Like,
is a lot of fun.
Sorry to take you off topic, but I just thought of something. If I don't say it, I'll forget. My killer app might be Dead or Alive.
Oh, the Zack syndrome.
No, not because we'll of that.
Yes. We'll get to that later.
All right.
We'll get to that later.
We know why, Zack. Anyway.
Shut up.
But Pilot Wings Resort, it's Pilot Wings. I had a lot of fun with it. It's also cool because I don't know if you guys played the air sports mode in Wii Sports Resort.
Nope. Yes,
but
it was okay.
I had a lot of fun with just like going around the island, and this has that part of it in it. And it also has like a full game behind it as far as, you know, flying around in an airplane, flying the rocket belt, which I love the rocket belt. I always had fun with that in all the Pilot Wings games.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it, but I'm excited for it. It's Pilot Wings.
Yeah.
The other two Nintendo games, which we have no effing idea when they're going to come out. I think Zelda is actually supposed to be a spring release in Japan. And I might have heard someone over... I think I overheard someone say April, like a representative saying that to someone, but I think they were also full of shit, so I wouldn't really put any stock into that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more likely that we're going to see Ocarina of Time June at the earliest.
No, really, I it also really does look cleaned up. It looks like a better-looking version of the game.
Yeah. I mean, they said there's not going to be any substantial, like, additional dungeons or anything.
Did they at least include the Master Quest content?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't think, from what I've heard, I haven't heard anything concrete about that. Hmm. But, I mean, it looks really good. It looks like it's going to be kind of the definitive version of the game. The interface changes, like the UI changes that they made with the touchscreen, work really well. I think the 3D effect's really cool. Like, I noted in my impressions that are up on NintendoWorldReport.com about how, like, Navi just kind of pops off the screen, and I really like that effect.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it adds that layer of depth, which is really what attracts me to a lot of this 3D stuff. Is not necessarily like the wow factor, but it just kind of brings you into the game a little bit more.
I like how you couldn't remember if Navi's a girl or a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Made me chuckle.
I don't know. I don't remember that shit. It's been a long time since I played Ocarina of Time.
I'm just giving a shit, man.
Yeah. You know, I've been kind of down on this, but I will say that if I ever feel like playing Ocarina of Time again,
you'll play it in 3D.
I'll probably want to play the version where it doesn't take me an hour to take off my iron boots.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited for this game. Like, I will probably, whenever it comes out, I'll be there around the time it comes out.
That's Nathan's reason for buying it, so he can go through the water dungeon without having to go to the pause screen every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's more just like, I'm lazy, I'll just spend $40 on this game.
It is worth...
Like, fuck it, man.
It'll be on sale. It won't be on sale by then.
No, it's a Nintendo game. It'll never go on sale.
Oh, damn you.
I'll be able to get
it
used.
Maybe it'll sell terrible and you'll be able to get it for $20 like Other M, but it's Ocarina of Time. So.
Oh my gosh, I actually saw Other M on sale at Target for $25.
I've seen it for, it's on like $20 on Amazon right now.
Wow. Mm. They can't give it away.
I think it was $17 around Black Friday or something.
Wow.
But anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about 3DS stuff. Zelda. It's Ocarina of Time. Have you played it? Because that's
you probably should.
With some snazzier upgrades, it looks a little better. Mm-hmm. And then the last Nintendo game that was showed there was Kid Icarus Uprising, or as I would like it to be called in the future, Kid and Punishment House Party.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See,
but it's very much like Sin and Punishment, like, mm-hmm. to a fucking fault, which is both good and bad, I think.
Well,
because
to a fault just only implies it being bad, so I continue.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, good is in, like, Sin and Punishment is a great game. However, bad, because it's, like, doesn't make Kid Icarus, like, feel like an original game, and Sin and Punishment's better than it. Like, huh.
Right.
Sin and Punishment does crazy over-the-top arcade shooter amazingly.
Yeah.
And from when I played a Kid Icarus, granted it was only two levels and a demo, but it was just kind of flat. Like, it was frenetic and it had a quick pace, especially when you were in the flying section, which is really reminiscent of Sin and Punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel as finely well-tuned as Sin and Punishment did. It's kind of like you're just aimlessly moving around the screen shooting. And the really asinine first-person shooter controls on the DS is like, you have your hand, the left-handed claw around the system, and then your other hand's like, where do you even put the system at that point? You have to bounce it all in one hand, and then it just hurts after a while.
And I won't even be able to do the thing I did with Hunters and play with a stick, that I held in my mouth so I could just hold it comfortably. Blow your eyes up with the sweet spot. Yeah. The sweet spot will be in your cerebral cortex.
I mean, you can
cortex.
Even notice in the video that Jared took, like, because I was playing the game at that point, and I think you can notice, like, halfway through it, like, I have to put the system down because my hand's tired. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's a terrible game. It's just like, I wish it was more than that.
I don't care about the brand. I don't care about the franchise. And what they did with it is they aped another one of their own franchises.
Yeah.
So where's the motivation?
The ground sections look like there might be room to kind of improve on it because then it becomes more of a third-person shooter. But with that, like, you turn so slowly because it's like, move the stylus quickly to the left on the touchscreen and you'll turn.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and James discussed that on...
On RFN. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worried about that,
similar complaints.
Watch the video, because you can see me on the ground section just turn really slowly. Yeah. I don't know if I show any visual or visible signs of frustration, but I was frustrated when doing that part. And then it's also like, then you can't really see the enemies around you because you can't turn around quick enough.
Right.
It's just like, I wish that game would be better because...
You wish it had optional gyroscope support?
I mean, shit, that, might be better.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time. Yeah.
You should work for Nintendo, Nate.
I actually, everyone, you know what? Everyone thinks I do anyways, so... Yeah.
I mean, we all do, don't we?
You work for Nintendo, right? Right.
But,
after the 100th time, yeah. Anyways.
I mean, once again, like, I mean, with Kid Icarus, it's another thing where, like, with Steel Diver, where I have a little bit of faith just because, you know, it's a Nintendo game, you know, like, Sakurai's behind it, and I think that Sakurai is a pretty good developer. I mean, he worked on Smash Brothers, worked on Kirby,
right.
All games that I really enjoyed. And I'll still, you know, keep following this game, but it's got to show me something better before it comes out to make me want to get it.
Sure,
yeah.
And
speaking
that might be
of Smash
summer,
Brothers,
it might be fall. We don't know.
We better get a Smash Brothers for this.
Oh yeah,
that'd be like the next fucking thing that Sakurai makes.
Yeah.
So hurry up with this stupid Kid Icarus game and just give us a Smash Brothers, dude.
Yeah.
And that's it for the Nintendo games. I guess they're kind of stepping aside a little bit to allow the room for third parties, but...
That is a lame excuse or mentality or whatever.
Indeed it is. They could have a real killer app coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had, like, a Mario 64 since Mario 64. Like, that kind of a killer app at launch.
Oh, we did. We had it at the DS's launch.
Ah, look at that. Ah, good one.
I mean, Wii Sports and Twilight Princess, even though Twilight Princess is a fucking GameCube game.
Exactly.
Twilight Princess was a good launch title. And so
All right, it was.
Yeah. I mean, I think the combination of that rivaled Mario 64. But...
So it's something for everyone, I think. Was,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the thing with this is that I guess there is a lot of variety with what they have. I mean, just kind of thinking more generally with all the launch games.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have two fighting games. There's Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, which, yes, that's the full name, Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition.
Oh.
And then there's Dead or Alive Dimensions. And those,
hell yeah.
Super Street Fighter 4 is without a doubt a launch title. And Dead or Alive Dimensions is most likely a launch title. So, I mean, we'll have two fighting games.
Really? That's going to be a launch title?
It's a launch window game.
Shit, man. Shit.
But
it doesn't take long for them to just throw a bunch of pairs of boobs in a game and ship it, so.
But it might have Samus in it, too.
Yeah. Samus might be playable so in Dead or Alive Dimensions because there's going to be another M stage. They announced that at the event yesterday. And
there's
a trailer that heavily
it shows
hints
Ridley,
Samus
right?
being a playable character.
Didn't you see the video with Ridley flying around it?
Ridley's, like, the background character in that stage.
Right.
I guess Dead or Alive, Zach, you might have actually played the game, so you might know. They kind of have a thing where there's, like obstructions in the background that will interact with you or something.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I haven't played the 3DS game. Are you kidding me?
No, I mean,
Dead or Alive games, period.
Oh, yeah, that's been in there since the second game.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's what Ridley is in that stage.
So you're excited about this one because Samus is in it, right, Zach?
Largely, yes.
Largely, but you play Dead or Alive games because
what?
They're fun. Are they good fighters?
No, they are good fighters. Although the series, as it's progressed, has gotten a lot more focused on countering. So, two really good players will do nothing but kind of guess each other's moves, which is frustrating.
I mean, not that I was playing it too technically. Because it was basically like the arcade mode. I picked a random character because I've never really played a Dead or Alive game.
Right.
And just kind of played through it. And they had it set on a very easy difficulty. But I noticed that countering came up all the time.
Yeah, countering is really important in 4. And to a lesser extent, 3. I think the most balanced game is 2. I have 2 on the PlayStation 2, and it's quite good.
I have never played one of those.
Well, if you can find Dead or Alive 2 Hardcore, it's probably $5, and it's worth your time if you like fighters at all.
Mm.
But Dead or Alive Dimensions basically goes through the story mode of it goes through the entire, like, there's a chronicle mode that is presented more like a story with fights interspersed as opposed to the, there's also an arcade mode which, you know, you see that in stuff like Street Fighter, where it's basically you play through that and you'll get like a,
right,
you know, the ending screen or whatever.
Right.
And this,
right,
there's actually a story progression.
Hmm.
And it goes through, I believe, Dead or Alive 1 through 4. It goes through that entire story.
Wow.
In Dimensions. And it has, I think they said, over 20 characters in it.
I think it's going to be the whole version of, or I mean, as much of the whole version as they can get into the DS, but yeah, from the, you know, PS3.
And they have that whole thing where you can play it in 3D, or if you turn off the 3D effect, then you can play it at 60 frames per
second.
That
is a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really is.
I played around a little bit with it, and it does run so much smoother without the 3D. I mean, the 3D is cool and all, but I think it will be the kind of thing, if you're into Dead or Alive,
right,
playing that thing at 60 frames per second will be a lot better than the
3D. Oh, yeah.
Other than, like, you know, to show it off. And that also has a kind of stuff where, like, using Street Pass or Spot Pass, you can download, like, you can download people's, like, fighter profiles. So it'll take into account all the matches they've played and how they play, and then basically you can play them. Like, kind of like, I think there was, like, an NFL 2K game that would have this kind of thing where, like, it would, you know, read your tendencies of how you would play football.
Oh, gotcha.
Create an ID that you could share with friends. And that's kind of what Dead or Alive Dimensions looks like it's doing, which seems pretty cool.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily get matched up with somebody who's uber good at the game.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I don't think there's any online with it. I think only Super Street Fighter 4 is going to have online. That's going to have both local and multiplayer, and also download play for Super Street Fighter 4.
Huh.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
And you can also, like, give a demo to two different people, and they can play each other. However,
wow,
they can only play as Ryu, and they can only play on one stage. But still, I mean,
that's good,
little demo to just give to people. I think it's a cool feature.
A lot of people just go through Street Fighter and only play Ryu anyways. So that's a good thing.
There are other characters? What?
And then, I mean, Super Street Fighter 4, it looks like it's, I mean, it's Super Street Fighter 4 and then some. You have that the 3D, I think it's dynamic mode is what it's called, and that's where it's like kind of like the slightly tilted angle to give the 3D like more pop, because you're looking at it like kind of diagonally instead of from the side, or however. Is this making sense at all?
No, not at all.
They have the 3D mode in the game. I believe it's called dynamic mode, and what it is, instead of having it like where, you know, there's one dude on the left and there's one dude on the right, and you're looking at it, you know, I guess, like, perpendicular from them.
Right.
You are looking at it, like, slightly, like, kind of like on a 45-degree angle from where you are. And so you see
gotcha.
Like, one person is closer to you and the other person's farther away, but it's on an angle so you can still see everything, but the 3D effect works
a
little
more,
better.
Yeah. Hmm. That's cool.
It's a little confusing, especially, like, if you jump over a person, but, it looks really cool with the 3D. But
I want to see Ken do, like, a hurricane kick or whatever it's called, and his foot come out of the screen.
That could happen.
I want to see that.
I mean, I saw a yoga flame and a yoga fire with the 3D effect on, and that was fun. Because a fire was coming out of the screen.
The fire.
I was like, whoa, I almost got burned, guys. But they
Speaking
also have...
getting burned.
All the street pass and spot pass stuff.
Battle of the Giant Dinosaurs 3D. By the way.
Yeah, you missed my segue, Neil.
Well, I'm trying to give full coverage of the games, goddammit.
Fuck those games.
They have all that figurine stuff where, like, you can, like, build up figurines with different poses and then make, like, a 5-character team, and then when you pass by people with spot pass, they will fight automatically. And then, like, you know, I guess you build up more experience for them. It's nothing like game changing, but it's cool to see them make use of all the different features, even though the likelihood of people in America really using that is slim to none. But
yeah.
I guess at, like, PAX, it'll be cool. Too bad this isn't coming out before PAX. And,
that is a shame.
Let's move on. I don't know. Should we take that old segue to Combat of Giants Dinosaurs 3D, or should we talk about Resident Evil the Mercenaries 3D?
Resident Evil.
All right, Resident Evil. So Resident Evil the Mercenaries 3D is like the Mercenaries mode from Resident Evil 4 and 5 with 3D effects, online co-op, which seems cool, and they're going to, like, remix the levels.
Is it real online, Neil, or local online?
It's real online.
Nice.
I had a lot of fun with this. Part of that's also because I haven't played Mercenaries in a very long time, since like Resident Evil 4 on the GameCube, and
wow.
It was kind of fun reliving the game. It kind of reminds me of like, I guess like a super gory Yoshi Touch and Go, as far as like, you know, coming out early on
wow.
the system and being like this kind of score attack game that people are going to shit on because it's not really that deep, but there will be people out there that will get really into it and think it's amazing.
Yeah, there are people I know
like,
who only play the Mercenaries mode in Resident Evil 5.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Mercenaries mode is really awesome, and I can definitely see why people are like, I can't believe they're making this side mode into a full game, but it's like, it's all of the content from the side modes in two of the games, they're adding more content.
Now, is that what it is? It's just they're slapping together two Mercenaries modes from two games, like ports of that, or is it a brand new game?
It's, well, I mean, I believe it's a, like... I mean, I don't think RE4 ran on MT Framework, so there's some work to be done there.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, they created the engine to use it on the 3DS, and all the maps that were in RE4 and RE5 will be there. There's also going to be, like, remixed versions of those maps, and I'm not quite sure if they said anything about there being brand new maps, but I would like to think that there will be.
Yeah.
They're going to have a shit ton of characters. It seems like it's going to be like a 15, like, because it's been 15 years since the first Resident Evil came out, at least
yep.
as of March. And it seems like it's almost like a 15th anniversary game, although I don't think they're really calling it that.
I've never played the Mercenaries mode. Does it? From everything I've seen, it kind of reminds me of like a Left 4 Dead, and not just because
yeah.
of zombies. It seems like you're kind of co-op fighting.
No, definitely.
Like yeah, I mean, when you're doing the co-op in it, it's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like Horde mode, too.
Yeah.
Like those kind of things, except for it's a lot. I mean, it is like all those where it's score-based.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see how long you can last. You can, like, you know, increase your time. You have a limited amount of weapons.
Right.
I was having tons
of fun. Well, you have a loadout. You have loadouts with each character, different loadouts.
Yeah.
No, it's,
like,
it's a great mode.
This sounds like a
character.
Great local multiplayer game.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Because you can help each other out and shit. Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy who goes crazy with it, but I certainly appreciate its presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's coming out this summer. So we have an interview. With a representative from the game going up sometime soon.
Cool.
So probably by the time you hear this, it might be up. I'm not sure. Because Andy's going to get a quick turnaround on editing this. So.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll move on to the next game that we have on the list, which is a launch window game. It's a launch game in Japan and Europe, but it's only launch window for North America, and that is Combat of Giants Dinosaurs 3D.
Whoa.
Which... To be completely honest, it's a kid's game.
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
Through and through. It's from the Ubisoft Montreal people, I think.
From the people who brought you Battle of the Giant Insects.
Yeah, I mean, it's the guys who have they do all of the Combat of Giants games. But, I mean, it actually seems like it's kind of, like, I had fun with it. It's not the kind of game that I would buy myself, but as...
Me neither.
I guess kind of like...
No.
If there were a world where I could just play this game for free, like, I might enjoy playing it for an afternoon or something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you walk around, you can pick between all these different dinosaurs, you walk around as them, explore these areas, and then you go into these, like, Punch-Out!-esque fights that seem really basic, but it's basically, you know, you dodge the attacks, you wait for an opening, then you attack, and then you have special attacks that you can use. Like, you have, like, a Dino Strike where you just fuck their shit.
Dino Strike!
It's like,
I'm always happy when someone
3D,
makes
the 3D
a
looks good
kid
too.
Game.
Definitely.
Yeah. And there's
you
all
know.
These dinosaur facts spread out throughout it. And, like, I really, like, I was, they had one of the developers was there, and I had a good time talking to him because he's just like, yeah, we have, you know, it's primarily based on kids. He was saying it with a French accent, which I started to think that I could replicate, but I can't.
He's
from Montreal.
Kids?
Yes, it's for the kids.
With this laser tag system from Ubisoft.
It's called Energy.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I mean, he was talking to me about how, like, you know, it's for kids, and we have all these dinosaur facts about, like, you know, like, here's what a dinosaur's brain is compared to. I mean, that's the example that he gave me. I hope there's better shit than
wow.
that in it. But I really respect the idea of this game.
Somebody on the forums posted a screenshot from the new game. It was, like, Zilla versus Albertosaurus. Zilla is not the name of a dinosaur, and Albertosaurus had, like, huge spikes growing out of its back and head, and of course.
Well, to be fair, Zach, maybe was Zilla perhaps a player
character?
No,
I wonder think I about did that. Fight, and there was this dinosaur that I was like, holy shit, there's huge spikes coming out of its back and head.
Yeah.
So I think they actually have that one down. I think Zilla might be the name of the character.
I would hope so. Oh, gotcha.
It seems more like a nickname anyway.
I think that's what it is.
Well, either way, Albertosaurus does not have giant spikes growing out of its back and head.
Thank you, Zach.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's related to T-Rex. No giant spikes. Take note, Ubisoft. There's still time to code that shit.
Is it perhaps
no, there's not, dude.
The older, fully adult form of a T-Rex?
Oh, look at you. Ah, you somebody reads up on the okay, I got it.
Yeah, no.
see what he did just now for those who weren't paying attention. There was a debate a while back whether Torosaurus, which is a big horned dinosaur, was just an adult form of Triceratops with a longer frill. And there is virtually no guarantee of that. So that was cool. That made my night.
So let's go down the list. We got two racing games, one from Ubisoft called Asphalt 3D, and one from Namco Bandai called Ridge
Racer.
Hell
yeah, Ridge Racer.
So, I mean, they're similar racing games, although Asphalt seems like it's going to be like, it's like more like Burnout-esque, as in like they kind of emphasize like, you know, near-miss crashes, crashes, and you get chased by the cops, and there's like kind of like a Hot Pursuit-esque mode to it.
So it's more like,
I personally had more fun driving in Asphalt 3D. I like the sense of like the drift in it. I felt better than Ridge Racer. And Ridge Racer, it was very much like you seemed like you had less control while you were drifting than in Asphalt 3D.
Wasn't the last Ridge Racer a launch game for the PSP?
I think so. Yeah,
and it was good.
I never played it.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's what I remember hearing, and I don't own a PSP, so I've never played it. But
you're a lucky man.
Not to say that Ridge Racer was bad, because I think Ridge Racer has more going for it in terms of it seemed like it had a better car selection.
Are they licensed cars?
It also has the whole Namco Bandai thing where like you have like an emblem that will display over top you. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any online, which sucks.
What's the point of the emblem?
You know, you can make it Mappy or Pac-Man or whatever, and they're making a focus in Ridge Racer 3D to make it more American-focused instead of European-focused.
But are they licensed cars?
Yeah, they're licensed cars in both of them.
Maybe there'll be a Chevrolet Volt, and you'll go like 10 miles an hour.
But, maybe they'll pull a Gran Turismo and just have you driving around in a VW bus.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. Can't wait. Hug those curves.
Yep.
Ridge Racer 3D has a lot more American muscle cars, which is kind of a new addition to the series.
Oh,
for anyone who gives a shit.
I never understood the appeal of the muscle car.
Nope.
Neither do I.
We're not old enough.
Yeah. But yeah, Asphalt 3D and Ridge Racer 3D, I can't really give you a definitive answer as which one looks better.
You know which one, Neil? Mario Kart.
Yep.
Yeah, Mario Kart does look way better. I wish there was like a Konami Crazy Racers that came out at launch.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like Sega All-Stars Racing for Konami or for Capcom. Capcom would do a good one, too.
Oh, that would be really... Well, I mean, Konami Crazy Racers was a launch title for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, it's real?
Yeah, that's a real game.
Yeah, it's real, Zach.
Oh, shit!
Go get it.
Like, I feel
what
like
system
there
is it
to be,
for?
Oh, no. GBA, there always needs to be that kart game that comes out on a Nintendo system before Mario Kart.
Right.
That's, like, kind of good and then just gets shit upon once the Mario Kart comes out.
Oh,
like,
right. This
Sonic
is always
All-Stars,
a really kind of janky one.
Yeah.
You know, that's
Sonic
some,
and Sega
like,
All-Stars
weird
came out too late. That should have come out around the Wii launch. Because then it would have been really awesome for like a year or two. Instead, I played that game, and it was like, well, it's good, but it's not as good as Mario Kart.
You know, I would almost disagree. I have the PS3 version of that, and I fucking love it.
Oh, no, I think it's a good game. It's just, I don't think it's, I like Mario Kart.
But you know what it doesn't have? It doesn't have a blue shell.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, I'm comparing it Wii to Wii. So
oh,
maybe
I got you. Okay.
Too, I'm sure the HD graphics look a lot better.
Oh, they look amazing. But it's just such a fun little, you know, you drift around every turn. It's a fun little game.
Yeah. I might pick it back up. I never finished
it. I got it for $15, so, you know, can't go wrong.
I got a review copy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 3D. It's soccer in 3D.
Whoa.
Lego Star Wars 3 3D. I don't think we knew this even existed.
No, we talked about it on the show. It's the Clone Wars version.
Oh, no. I mean, like, I know this is a Clone Wars game. I mean the 3D version
of
it.
Oh, maybe not.
Version of it.
Yeah. No, we never talked about it before, and I don't think we knew it existed.
Yeah, it's
hopefully it's
coming
closer
out
to its
little
console counterparts.
Yeah.
It looks really nice. I like the 3D effects in it. I mean, they add depth to the world.
Oh, there are 3D is wont to do.
I mean, they had a demo at the event.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and where could I find that, Neil?
What, the demo?
Coverage of the demo.
Oh, I think Carly's actually writing that. You know what? I've written like
so
7 impressions so far, and like I'm exhausted. I had work today.
Neil, I wasn't hounding you. I was just trying to get you to say the site name in a cheesy fashion.
Oh, okay.
We have a website?
Yeah, there's
NintendoWorldReport.com for all the coverage of these games and
Zach,
more.
Don't act like people that listen to this don't know our website.
Yeah, I mean, with RFN, you have the risk of having people that don't know what Nintendo World Report is, but I'd like to think that the people who listen to Newscast are like
the
junkies for
the 10 or 11 people on the forums who listen to
RFN brings people into the home of NintendoWorldReport.com. We are that shady back room.
No, you come for RFN, you stay
for
the Newscast.
I want to lay out something. If you have discovered the show not from RFN and not from NintendoWorldReport.com, email us at newscast@nintendoworldreport.com.
You're setting yourself up for disappointment.
I'm very curious to see if there is any such person that exists that has found our show.
There is no disappointment
from the website and not from
RFN. There only go up.
No.
If we are all they've experienced,
no.
They can only
Neil's,
get better.
Neil's
stuff.
Setting ourselves up for disappointment there.
Oh. I mean, I'm gonna forget about this probably. So if I don't get any,
just
emails,
like you forgot about
me,
GoldenEye,
but,
Gazinga.
Hey, I haven't forgotten about it.
This is the Give Neil Shit podcast.
Backstabs aside.
All right, Lego Star Wars 3D or 3D looks pretty good. It's a Lego Star Wars game. It's set during the Clone Wars cartoon series. I think it's the CGI cartoon series. I don't know what the hell it should be called. It's during season 2, though.
The inferior series is what it's called.
Mm. Yeah. Madden NFL Football, which will be a launch title. I won't really bother talking about it too much because you guys are going to hate me and Andy's not here for me to talk about it with.
No, Neil, go ahead.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll just tune out.
Zach, just
There are already impressions of this up.
Okay, I remember last time
site.
We talked to you.
Oh, yeah, you were actually interested in this.
Yeah, the word on the street is that there is no sort of franchise mode attached to
it. There is no franchise mode. There is no online.
And that's where I tune out. You know, I like having that. It's almost like an RPG then. And then I like carrying that around.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love those modes in sports games.
Yeah.
But it looks like this is just going to be a really shitty version of the game. Just
wait
five
for next
months.
Year. I would say,
wait 5 months and get Madden Football 12 for this system.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it looks like the basic gameplay is going to be there. Like, I was enjoying what I was playing. I mean, it kind of sucked that, like, it's like 1 minute quarters and you can't even call timeouts. I'm like, what the shit? Like, you want to have a good demo? Give me 5 minute quarters at least. Like, then I can actually screw around with the game instead of being like, well, if I want to try to score a touchdown, I'm going to have to throw a bomb. Like, I mean, I like the way it controlled. I like the slide pad. I've never played a Madden DS game. But I like the interaction between having the touch screen and the bottom screen to like kind of give you like secondary information, like, you know, have a like, you know, the drawing out of the play and everything.
Does,
and
does this
have...
version include the 3-dimensional ghost of John Madden, a la Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No. They do not have that. At least
in this version, if you're playing as the Ravens, do you just automatically lose against the Steelers?
That would be kind of funny. Well, did you guys hear about with NBA Jam how because they were all Chicago Bulls fans that anytime the Detroit Pistons were playing the Chicago Bulls,
you tipped the scales, Neil.
Sorry,
you got a little too excited there.
All right, but So I mean, it controls well. Gameplay's there, but there's no franchise mode. There's no multiplayer of any sort.
I don't understand that. It's football.
It's a launch game. That's how you can understand it. They wanted to hit it.
For this
launch,
version, we really just
launch.
Wanted to hone down into the gameplay, you know? Just give you a solid experience.
That's right. We had 5 months
unless
to
develop this
game. Unless
this shit comes out for $20, it's not worth it.
We had 5 minutes to port the iPhone version of this game, so...
Supposedly,
enjoy.
they actually started off. It was the Wii. They used the Wii version graphics, and then like eventually made it. I think better than the Wii version graphically.
Oh,
how could you not? Wouldn't that be an accident?
Which is kind of funny. I don't even think the Wii version looks bad, but it's just funny how they're like, yeah, we start off with the Wii version and then improved upon it.
Huh. I think at that level they should have just stuck with the cartoony stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
but
speaking of cartoons.
The last thing I have to talk about, that's it for games, but tucked away in a corner of this event was the Yogi Bear movie trailer in 3D.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yet Nintendo mentioned jack shit about 3D video at this event. In the European event, they actually talked about how Aardman Animation is going to be releasing
Shaun the Sheep.
Shorts in 3D, on the 3DS.
My conversion to atheism is complete.
How do you guys feel about any kind of 3D video on the 3DS, like watching movies on it, or any kind of 3D?
It's a tiny ass screen. Who would want to?
I went around when they put movies on the Game Boy Advance. I hunted around to find the episode titled "Pickles" of SpongeBob, and that was it.
Oh.
I don't really care about. I'm not going to sit and watch a movie on a tiny screen.
Exactly. Me neither.
Maybe. Yeah, I think the closest thing I'd come to that is like watching Nintendo Week on it.
Yeah.
You know, I watch movies on my iPod on planes because I'm not going to shell out $10 for whatever they give you.
That's true.
But that's the only time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's not a feature I anticipate using regularly. If there was some sort of TV programming or... You know, even Netflix, maybe.
Yeah.
I already have it on my iPad, but if this was my portable device...
I think Netflix
device,
on it would be cool. Although, I don't think you'll see any Netflix 3D shit. Cause
also, Netflix would require 3G or something, wouldn't it?
Well, you could do it off Wi-Fi.
Oh, off Wi-Fi, that's true. But if you're doing it off...
Yeah, I mean, I do it off Wi-Fi in my house.
Yeah, but that's on a big screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's true. I guess I have Wi-Fi at school, which is where I get Netflix watching. RoboCop today.
Hell yeah. Watch the first two. Weep at the series' downfall.
Where is it made? Nuke. Never mind.
All right. That's all the stuff we have to talk about today. It's a shorter episode.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think we've pretty much covered everything. Any last thoughts on the 3DS?
Wasted opportunity.
I disagree strongly, actually. I don't think it's a wasted opportunity. I just think it's going to be a little bit of a disappointing launch for
some
people.
I'm not excited about the software. I'm excited about the system. I think the system is kind of...
I'm excited about the system's next iteration.
Yeah, I'm excited for the one that doesn't look like
I think you guys are
ugly
all
rainbow sandwich.
A 3DS Lite. Like, we're not going to see... Like, I don't think we're going to see a 3DS, like a new iteration of the 3DS for... Like, at least any kind of announcement, not for another year and a half, at least.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Like, I mean, everyone seems to be like, oh, wait for the 3DS Lite. I'm like, well, then you better get ready to wait two and a half years at a minimum.
I mean, you're right, but seriously, I don't know. I mean, I suppose once Resident Evil Resistance or whatever it's called comes out,
Revelations,
it's just going to, I'm going to have to do it, but
yeah,
I'm not going to like it. And then 6 months after I buy
it,
they're going
to
announce the 3DSi. And I'll be like, why?
Then just never buy a Nintendo handheld again. Because they're always going to come out with something new. Just don't buy video games. Because they're always going to come out with something new.
I would save a lot
of
money.
Maybe in a couple years.
like
Nathan, I have no idea why you bought a PS3 last year. Because they're probably just going to come out with a new PS3 in like 2 years.
that's not my excuse
for
not buying. Neil, that's not my excuse for not buying the 3DS.
Oh, no, I'm not. I was just using that example because I know you're the person that most recently bought a system.
That's great, but here's the thing.
I was shitting on Zach, but Nathan,
I don't want to get the 3DS because I'm not excited about the software that's coming out that's readily available for it or that's been announced for it. And I'm not, or, you know, long-term maybe, like Layton and Animal Crossing.
And I don't particularly like the look of the hardware, and I think it's a little pricey for, you know, in general. The games are a little pricey right now. I don't think it's going to go down, but I don't want to pay that much for any of those launch games. And they don't have the functionality out. We don't know if eShop's going to be there. It just seems like it hasn't really been ironed out, and I don't want to play anything on it. Why would I buy it?
Is it just me, or am I not loving the look of Layton in 3D, I mean, in polygons?
I think it looks good.
Yeah? I think it looks really good.
And it's just such a change.
I think it still works with the art style, though.
Yeah.
It looked, from what I saw, it looked good, and I didn't even see the 3D. Neil, were you able to see the 3D look of Layton?
Well, not at this event, but back at E3, and it looked really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And, you know, if the games come out that I want and they're good, I'll buy it. All bets are off.
Me too.
I won't regret having bought it. You know, I bought a DSi XL. I love the system. I'm not sad that they announced the 3DS right after it. You know, I'm happy with it. So if I enjoy the thing I bought, I'm fine. It's just right now it looks like I won't enjoy it, so I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is I'm not quite, like, disappointed with the software, but I just kind of wish there was, like, something else. Like, it would have been, if there was a Layton game, I would have to get this system no matter what. But there's no game that I'm like, my want for the system is more because I think the 3D is really cool. Like, like you said, Nathan, like, the hardware is awesome, but the software leaves a little bit to be desired.
Right.
And there's just no one game that I'm like, well, I really want that. Like, I kind of want Street Fighter. Steel Diver looks cool. Pilot Wings looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, Mercenaries, I mean, that's not coming out until summer, but that looks really fun. But there's no killer app for me.
No.
And maybe there's a killer app for other people out there. Like, maybe Nintendogs is that killer app. Maybe Street Fighter 4 is. But there's no killer app. And I don't think Ocarina of Time is that. I don't think Kid Icarus is going to be that.
No.
They need to, I mean, just they need a fucking Mario game.
Well, like, see, you're making my point for me, Neil. That's why I'm not getting one. So, you know, it's not, I'm not poo-pooing Nintendo per se. I'm not excited about this right now. When I saw the 3DS, I was like a child in a candy store, just like everyone else was.
It's great. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that's where we're paying out the nose for it. But, I mean, it's a great spectacle on it, and it's fun to look at, and the prospect of what they could do on it is really exciting. Yeah. It's not there.
They're not there yet. Well, it's the same thing with the DS at launch.
Yeah. And,
like, I mean, it just sucks that it's happening all over again.
Yeah.
Like, you know it'll get better. You know there will be great games on this system. It's just that I wish they were here sooner.
Yeah, because otherwise you end up buying, you know, like, some weird Prince of Persia card tactic game. And you're like, this is good, right?
Right? Right, guys?
I'm gonna play Ridge Racer now. Right? Oh, did we both just say Ridge Racer?
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ridge Racer. But yeah. I don't want to do that. So.
No, I mean, I'm with you. Like I said,
nail in the coffin.
Like I said, there's going to be a killer app that's going to force me to buy the system. I just wish it were a little
sooner. My nail in the coffin, though, is the fact that the eShop will probably not
be. That does blow. It really does.
Because, I mean, it's the kind of thing where, like, it won't replace my DSi then. And that
That's true.
That's really what I mean, not saying I'm, like, looking forward to, you know, retiring the DSi or anything, but it's like, you know, I mean, like, I keep on having the fucking problem with shoulder buttons, like, dying every 6 months. Like, I've just had that thing where it's like, you know what, I've had tons of great times with the DSi, but I just want a system that I'm not going to have my shoulder buttons die every fucking 6 months like clockwork.
You might want to look into the DSi XL.
No. That won't solve my problem. I can't transfer my games over there.
Have they said how that's going to work exactly?
There's going to be a password. Wouldn't that suck?
Like a 32 character password?
It'll be like Golden Sun.
Like Golden Sun, exactly.
Right, that's what I was getting at too.
You actually have to get out your Game Boy Link cable. Hook that up.
But
to a GameCube. Yeah,
I mean,
And if you have a copy of Pokemon Gold, then you get a bonus download.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to go get ENT at GameStop.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that. Okay.
Shit, I was going to say something, but I forgot it because some asshole started talking about Pokemon.
Pokemon! It's coming.
By the way, like, I mean, when I get my 3DS at launch, you know what's going to be great for? Playing Pokemon.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, I'm probably like, oh, I'll be playing Pokemon and Monster Tail on it, although I doubt I'll play through Monster Tail again, because I played it on the preview card.
That's right.
It's really good.
I kind of want to get it after what you were saying about it.
Same.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. And there will be a big preview on that, and we'll talk about that next week. Shit, there was something else I wanted to say, but I forgot what it was.
Was it about 30 Rock?
Speak, friend, and enter.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I fucking called it. March 27th, $250.
You did.
What?
Good job.
What?
Good job. We all...
I realized that, like, after the event, like, I was, like, talking to Jared when we were eating lunch at the event, and I was just like, wait a minute. I actually predicted this right on the money, and I think I even got the launch titles right, although really that wasn't that much of a stretch.
No.
I won't give myself as much credit for that, but I figured out the launch price, and I think
we
I might
all
have,
know
like,
the
a,
launch
I tweeted
price.
It.
Don't say you figured that shit out.
Everyone was throwing $250 around, Neil.
Yeah. Well, people were saying $250, $300, the launch date, but I nailed
it. Yeah, the launch date's pretty awesome.
Like, I think... Once I thought about it, I was like, when do I think it's going to come out? I tweeted it. I'll have to look back to see when the tweet was.
Do you get some sort of internet
like,
cookie if you prove it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm proud of that, though. And I guess to celebrate that and other things, let's do a little bit of let's do some sort of contest. I have a lot of swag that's just been hanging around my house. So... I'm going to offer up the little shithead from Fling Smash. I got a plush doll of him.
Oh, I want that.
When I got the review game. Wait, you want that, Zach?
Yeah, I like plush shit. I can blog about
it. All right.
I can
okay, no contest, guys. I'm going to send it to Zach.
Andy, please edit this out.
I can do a photo essay of him humping that DS dog bear thing.
On that note,
wait a second.
Nathan,
I think that's
Nathan,
enough
what kind
not
of contest should we do for people that made it this far to give away?
We should do a
Smash
Golden Eye Online contest.
Let's
well,
do a Zach
for another
Photoshop
thing.
Contest. Can we do that?
Hell yeah.
A Zach Photoshop contest?
I like that.
Yeah, Zach, let's do that.
Zach, could you put some pictures of yourself in the in the thread? And
Photoshop my head onto Shantae's body.
Well, that's just like
I've said
that's
too much.
Like, wish fulfillment.
That's fucked
for Zach.
Up, dude.
But
yeah, send us Photoshop pictures of Zach.
Wow, this is
we'll
real.
Try to supply
we'll
you pictures.
Pick the funniest. Please, no nudity.
Yeah,
me?
No nudity or dicks.
No dicks.
Well,
no, I'm gonna have to take more pictures.
Even though, it's okay, Zach. You can barely see it.
But
no!
Yeah, if people made it this far, and you actually. Do this, there will be more contests in the future.
No, that'll be a good contest. Should I send pictures? Where should I put them?
Put them in the talkback.
Okay. I'll put horribly embarrassing pictures of myself in the talkback.
Yeah, there will be pictures of Zach on the talkback thread at NintendoWorldReport.com. And that's going to do it for this week. Next week, we're going to have a regular episode where we go over news, what you're reviewing, and other stuff.
Ooh, yeah. Hopefully, I'll have Naruto DS by then.
If it's a fighting game, I suspect it'll be good, because those tend to be very good.
I really liked the last Naruto DS fighting
game.
Yeah,
I reviewed it. It was freaking awesome.
It was.
Supposedly,
Pedro,
the Wii version is total shit. I was talking to Pedro about that.
Oh. Well, thanks for getting my hopes up.
I'm just saying that, I mean, the Wii version and the DS version could very likely be completely different games, and I think they are.
Hopefully they are.
But other than that, email us at newscast@NintendoWorldReport.com. Check out www.NintendoWorldReport.com for all 3DS coverage that you could possibly want. If there's more that you want and we're not doing it, well, by golly, I'm sorry.
Can I tell people where I'm going tonight?
Yeah, you can tell people where you're going. It's the end of the show.
Hell yeah. I'm going to a Ludacris concert. What?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll
and after
out.
This, I'm probably going to go to bed.
That's right, you're going to bed.
The time disparity that we put up with for you guys.
Yeah.
Us West Coasters.
Yeah. All right, well, bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Y'all.
Thank you for sticking with it.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Okay.
See you next to the concert.